When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Packs What She Said. Now, here's Perry Goldstein and Maggie Loney.
Welcome back to another episode of the Packs What She Said podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Maggie Loney, joined as always by Perry Goldstein. And it is right around the start of the OTA period. You know, we're coming out of the draft. There's not typically a ton of news during this time. Schedule release came out. We talked about that last week with Tom Grossi. But then we did get actually some really exciting news this week that the Packers finally, after about a decade of trying, will be hosting the 2025 NFL draft. So not next year, but in 2 years. If you have ever wanted to come to Green Bay, Wisconsin, you will have your opportunity in 2025 to see the draft. So Perry, let's talk about that, because I think that is very exciting.
It is. It's huge. Mark Murphy has literally been working towards this his entire time as president and CEO of the Packers. Like, I feel like anyone who is like plugged in to the front office knows it has had two goals since he took over: win another Super Bowl and get Green Bay the draft. And he has succeeded. And I just love that it's going to be his last year as president and CEO. He's going to step down from the position, as all presidents and CEOs of the Packers organization do, at 66, I believe. 76. There's an age where they all step down. But he will be doing that a couple months afterwards. I think it's in July will be the end of his tenure. So this is like the big send off, big thank you to Mark Murphy for running the organization. It's just huge also, I think, for other like small market teams. I know Kansas City did it, which was a really big deal. But if like a Buffalo or another city like that wanted to host the draft, like Green Bay is kind of putting together like the blueprint to do it. And you said it, if no one's been there, it's like college football. That's what it feels like on game day up in Green Bay. It's like a college town where the stadium's just like right in the middle of everything. And it's just going to have a very intimate and like different feel than I think some other drafts would if they were in a bigger city.
Yeah, I mean, it's expected to raise, I believe the number was $94 million for the state of Wisconsin. Like, the impact cannot be understated. I know some people are saying that, you know, Green Bay is maybe not the most exciting town. It's not like when the draft is in Vegas, but this doesn't just affect, you know, Green Bay and Ashwaubenon and like the surrounding cities like Appleton that'll have some hotels. This is insane for the state of Wisconsin in general. And you were right, the retiring age is actually 70. So he'll be retiring on his 70th birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be huge. It's just like, I don't know if there's anything else to say. Obviously, it's a huge deal that the Green Bay will be hosting the 2025 NFL draft. I can't even believe it. As a native, I want your take. Do you think
is this Green an infrastructure Bay question?
Has enough infrastructure?
Yeah, I mean, if
I'm
this was
being
the,
sarcastic, just so everyone knows.
I mean, if this was like the 70s, obviously not. The 80s, the 90s, like, no. But I know like Title Town isn't really bringing in a lot of tourism as far as like hotels are concerned, but just the surrounding areas, like, there's a lot happening, I think, behind the scenes. The Rush Center being redone, you know, to host some of these really big concerts that we've seen in Green Bay the last couple years. I think Green Bay is ready for it. I saw in kind of the introductory presser with Mark Murphy and some of the people from like Discover Green Bay, and some of the committees that'll be planning this. The goal is to try to have the draft stage on Lambeau Field, the way that the Dallas Cowboys had the draft on the field, which would be really exciting. It would be free to fans to attend. So just, I don't know what, you know, the normal draft attendance is. Like, I couldn't tell you how many thousands of people came to Kansas City, but thinking about, you know, 70,000 people getting to go to Lambeau Field for the draft is really special. And especially if you think about like what the price of tickets costs nowadays just to go to a game. You know, the Chiefs are playing Sunday Night Football at Lambeau Field against the Packers, and those tickets are going to be multiple hundreds of dollars. So if you could go to Green Bay and get to see a historic stadium like Lambeau and not have to pay the price of a ticket to get to go in, I think that's really cool, whether you go on night one of the draft, even if your team doesn't have draft picks the day you go. Like, to just get to be there and experience the football history is really special for any football fans.
Yeah. No, Lambeau is more than just the field, right? It's the Hall of Fame. It's all the history. And look, I was going to tweet this out and then I didn't, but I feel very strongly that Green Bay is the mecca of the NFL, right? It is the place. It's, I would love to see if there's a stadium older than Lambeau Field at this point. Like, it's a franchise that's been around for over 100 years. And now everyone gets to make the pilgrimage to the mecca of football for this occasion that is inclusive of everybody, no matter what team you root for, right? Because you may not always get to go. If your team is playing the Packers at home, it happens maybe sometimes only every 4 years, or you can't, you know, the weekend doesn't work. Like, now you can plan ahead and go if you want to make your trip to Lambeau for the first time, your pilgrimage.
So I have to ask you then, as a native New Yorker, is this something that you would like, is it an event that you have on your calendar? Like, do you plan on going, or is this something like, well, I've been to Green Bay already and been to Packer games and I've experienced the city, so maybe it's not something that you are as passionate about?
It's a good question. I flip-flop because I have been, and I'd much prefer to go to a game or even like go to training camp. I'm not a big crowds person. That's all it is for me. I get very anxious and uncomfortable in like large crowds. And so I don't know how I would do at the draft, to be quite honest with you, with all the people. But in theory, yes, I would love to be there. I think it would, I mean, it feels like a potentially like once in a lifetime kind of event to be able to get to. So I would try. You and I love the draft also, and getting to see those guys, you know, like fulfill their lifelong dreams and get to see the future Packers get picked in their home, what will be their home stadium. I feel like, what could be better as an NFL fan?
Yeah, Mark tweeted this out, I think, but we talked about how cool it would be to just go up for like day three. You know, like, it's going to be like a lot more dead than the first couple nights. The fanfare has kind of died down, but just still experiencing the draft like in your city. Pack a Day listeners know Kyle Fellows. He was at the draft in Kansas City, and he just said, like, even though they didn't go down for the actual draft on night one, being there in the city and experiencing like the electricity and then going there for days two and three, it is, like you said, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity, unless the draft historically happens somewhere that you live very frequently. So if you're a Packer fan thinking about going, or just a fan of football history in general, circle that late April 2025 on your calendars, because it's going to be fun to see what the Packers do and see them on the big stage, because we see them on the big stage for like Sunday Night Football. We see the NFL crews in training camp, you know, the dream drive and the bikes always get covered, but this is completely new, and I think Green Bay is going to really impress people.
I love that you brought that up, because I always tell people when they're like, what's Green Bay like? And I try to explain it, and I find it actually very hard to explain the kind of energy and like magic in the air in Green Bay, because it's like I said, it's like college. Like, it's having like a suburban town with this NFL stadium in the middle of it, and everything like is about the team and surrounds the team, but it still feels very like small town and like family oriented. It's just like a very, very special place, even with how much they've built it up over the years. And if you love football and if you love drinking beer, there's like probably no better place to go, because there's amazing breweries around. You can walk everywhere or bird scooter everywhere if you're like us during training camp. And it's just, it's unlike anywhere else, because it's not just any other like major city, right? Green Bay only has 100,000 residents. And it can somehow accommodate like four or five times that when it comes to like game day and now the draft. And I plug it too, so that people can have their like Green Bay experience, because I mean, you and I love it up there.
Yeah, I am anxiously awaiting this year's training camp, because I'm going to bring Vinny for his first time, and I hope it's something that we make a yearly tradition.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.